The U.S. says any political solution in Syria must result in the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made the remarks after Assad addressed Syria's parliament. The Syrian president said Damascus would keep fighting armed gangs, but is still ready for dialogue with its opponents. Anger in Egypt. Protests against a court verdict for former President Hosni Mubarak continue through the night. People are still in Cairo's landmark Liberation Square. They want the death penalty for Mubarak. Demonstrators are also angry at the acquittal of his sons Kamal and Ala. On new demonstrations in Yemen, thousands of people in the southern city of Taiz demand the government purge itself of relatives of former ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. Now, the protesters also want the prosecution of Saleh and his aides for the killing of demonstrators during last year's uprising. Demonstrators hold a rally in Britain demanding an end to the monarchy. The protesters say the British monarchy symbolizes inequality. The rally was held along London's River Thames, which is close to where the royal family is watching the Queen's Diamond Jubilee River pageant. Nigeria declares 3 days of national mourning after a deadly plane crashes in the city of Lagos. The passenger plane with over 150 people on board hit a two-story building here at the city's airport. Officials say all those on board are dead. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution slams the West's exaggerations about Tehran's nuclear program. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says what the West fears is an Islamic Iran, not a nuclear Iran. He was addressing crowds marking the departure anniversary of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. The Gaza Strip comes under new Israeli airstrikes. Warplanes targeted central and northern areas of the coastal territory. At least 7 people were injured, most of them children. Gaza has been under Israel's years-long blockade, which has caused many hardships for the 1.5 million of people there. More foreign fatalities in Afghanistan. The British military says one of its soldiers was shot dead in southern Helmand province. Nearly 420 British soldiers have been killed in the war-ravaged country since the 2001 invasion. Britain has about 9,500 troops stationed there.